Another story we've been following is the slow trickle of prisoners released from the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay. Yesterday, the Pentagon announced it's transferred 15 prisoners to the United Arab Emirates. President Obama has been pledging to close the prison since his first days in office, and he doesn't have that much time left. My colleague at WGBH, Arun Roth, is just back from Guantanamo.
This is the largest single release of inmates at any one given time, 15. So that is unusual. I wouldn't say I'm surprised by it, though, because these 15 have been cleared for release for a long time. Some of them going back to 2009 have been cleared for release for 6 years. The particular timing was odd for me, though, because I was actually in Guantanamo when these prisoners were apparently being transferred out on Saturday night. So, Yeah, it's not surprising that we didn't know, because they keep the actual moment of transfer. They're very secretive about that. But it, just as a reporter, it was a little bit annoying to know that happened kind of under our noses as we were there.
What do we know about these 15 detainees who've now been released to the UAE?
Well, they kind of go all over the place. The oldest, I think, is about 66 years old. One of them was in Guantanamo, I think, from the first day that the detainees arrived there. There's one who had apparently was suspected of being Osama bin Laden's bodyguard, but it seems like that didn't really gel in terms of the evidence either.
So there's 12 Yemenis, 3 Afghanis, and they have been relocated to the United Arab Emirates. Why the UAE?
The short answer to that question is I have no idea. The UAE has actually taken in some Guantanamo detainees in the past, but none of these men, none of the 15, are actually from the UAE. There is apparently some kind of a rehab center. The New York Times has reported this in the UAE, where these gentlemen will be going. But more broadly, why they're going there, what the deal was that worked it out for these non-UAE citizens to be transferred there, we're not clear on that.
As you said, Arun, this is the largest release of Guantanamo prisoners ever. What does this release signal to you?
For me, this is about the Obama administration trying to get as many prisoners out of the detention facility as they can before leaving office. With these 15 out, we're now down to 61 men being held in detention there. That's less than a tenth of what the population was at its peak in 2003. So my feeling is, and this is the feeling of a lot of people, is that they want to get the population down to just this handful. There are 7 being tried by military commissions and some more that are considered too dangerous to try but have to be held. So get it down to as low a population as they can.
You've reported on this issue for a long time, and I know Congress passed a law banning the transfer of any of these detainees to the U.S. So, but does this whole slow motion process, does it in the end mean that it's game over for Obama's promise to close the prison during his term?
It seems like that is the case. I mean, if they're able to get it down to maybe 25 people there by the end of December, maybe a lame duck president working with a lame duck Congress can say, look, this just doesn't make sense to have this huge facility with all these people just for this handful of individuals. The other thing that could happen, I mean, I don't think that will happen. The other thing that could happen is that, say, after the election in November, maybe the president, he's got nothing left to lose. Maybe he decides to pull that executive action, which some would consider radical, but others would say it's his right as commander-in-chief. Maybe he says, we'll fly out these remaining handful of people, put them in a military prison or a private prison here in the U.S. Congress can protest and they can file a court case, you know, against this, but there'll be facts on the ground at that point. And then the president says, see ya. I'm not leaving this for the person who succeeds me.
My WGBH colleague, Arun Roth. Thanks a lot, Arun.
Thank you.